Well, welcome back to Rock the Culture. This is the podcast where we bring perspective and conversation, all things Central Arkansas, all things Little Rock, all things the culture. I'm your host, Antoine Phillips. You can find me on Instagram at Antoine Phillips. I'm with my main man.
Your favorite representative, always repping. Two takes, three turns. You can find me on Instagram at RepBlake36.
He upset with me, y'all. So if y'all see us in person, ask him why he upset, because we're not going to tell y'all on the podcast.
No, we're not going to tell.
You got to get that off air. But, Blake, what we're doing today, we wanted to give a special recognition, shout out, a commercial of sorts. Bring awareness, as you mentioned, what's going on this weekend. Almost every podcast, we talk about education. I know that's important to me. I know that's important to two-term.
It's a priority, man. It is something that we all should care about. It's the solution to most of our problems.
So because that's important to us, we got our first two-time guest, returning champion of Rock the Curtain. Back, that's Drake back-to-back?
Just back-to-back.
We got our returning champion of Rock the Culture, Tracy Ann Nelson, who's the executive director of the Arkansas Education Association. And she's going to talk to us briefly about what's going on this Saturday, October 20th, at the state capitol.
Thank you guys for having me. It's such an honor to be back here again.
You know you're going to make our other guests jealous now.
Yeah.
They don't got what I got.
Exactly. True. Shout out, 2 Chainz. See you tomorrow, 2 Chainz.
Well, this Saturday, October 20th, we are hosting a rally and a march for students. A march all across that will be here down in downtown
Little Rock.
And it's really bringing together everybody who cares about public education. From teachers to students to parents, administrators, school board members, and just the general public.
Everybody
who supports public schools and why they exist all across the state of Arkansas. We have folks coming in from Fort Smith, from Texarkana.
So if you love schools.
From El Dorado. Yeah.
So you got people from El Dorado, Fort Smith, Texarkana. So I know our Little Rock folks can show out.
Oh, yeah, they got to show out.
Right.
Show up and show out, yeah.
So what's on the agenda for Saturday?
So at 11 o'clock, our building will be open for sign making. So you can come and make your signs. Bring your Sharpie.
Yeah.
Bring your colors.
Bring your abilities, your artistic abilities.
Bring your creativity.
Yes.
Bring your creativity. Hashtag one take two on for teachers.
That's right.
And that's the best you got.
That's pretty good.
Hashtag one take ton.
One take ton. Oh, and that's why he 2 take Blake. y'all heard it right there. y'all heard it here. You heard him. Keep going. So at 11, we're doing sign making.
Yeah.
Then what?
So sign making's here at our building at 1500 West 4th Street here in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Then at 12:30, we're gonna gather in two parts of the state capitol, one down by MLK School, one here.
Okay.
So if you have any disability, you want to come to our building, and then we are going to ascend to the capitol.
March to the capitol.
To the steps.
What time is that? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock. And then we're going to do a rally to stand up for students, and we're going to have the AEA president, we're going to have PTA president, we're going to have Rural School Alliance, we're going to have teachers.
Students
will be there. So we can
Legislators.
We're going to talk about...
Did you just pop your collar?
I did, real hard, too.
Everybody know you 3 terms.
They thought you was 1 term.
Yep.
So we
need you there.
I know. Oh, damn it.
We're so glad that you are there.
1 o'clock march.
Yep.
1:30 rally.
Yep.
What's after the rally?
After that.
After?
Is the after party.
You know what Jay-Z said, Blake?
What he say to us?
He said, after the show, it's the after party. Uh-huh. And after the party, it's the
AEA lobby.
AEA lobby.
There we go.
We can't wait to be here.
So the after party is AEA lobby.
Yes.
We're providing
pizza and postcards. So we're going to, write postcards to legislators who are on the ballot this year.
Okay.
so that they know that we are supporting them because they support public schools.
So if you want to come write a postcard to your favorite representative, Always Reppin', this is a great time to do it.
That's right.
Write your boy.
Come write him a card. Tell him, ask him why they call you Two-Take Blake.
That could be your story.
That could be your postcard.
So what should we wear on Saturday?
Wear red for Ed. Hashtag red for Ed. But yeah. We're going to stand up for students this weekend. It's really important because of the timing as we go into early voting that people know, hey, these are the legislators that stand with public schools and stand with students across the state of Arkansas. So let's show up for them. It's important that also because the adequacy recommendations will be, well, they just came out.
Okay.
And what that looks like in terms of funding for schools across the state of Arkansas. So just a combination of, hey, schools matter, this is how they're funded, and this is who's deciding.
Exactly.
Let's support those who care about our students.
And that goes back to something that you always say, three-term, two-take, Blake. What affects you?
On your block, affects you at City Hall, affects you at the state capitol. Politics is local, politics is life.
And this is a great example where literally what affecting you at the capitol is affecting you and your kids.
In the classroom.
In the classroom.
And in your school district.
And in your school district. So this is a great time to come promote awareness, be around like-minded people, and meet some of the people who are fighting for the things that we care about every day.
Exactly.
That's right.
So come join this movement on Saturday, October 20th. Meet us at the AEA building at 11 o'clock. For the Stand Up For Students rally. Rock the Culture will be there. We're going down to El Dorado on Friday.
Yep, but we'll be back.
We're coming back for this.
We want to see 2 Chainz. True.
True.
Then we're coming back to the Capitol.
Which is also true.
True. That's right.
So y'all come rock the culture with us. Come support public education. And then we'll see y'all not only Friday, but then we'll be back with our regularly scheduled podcast
on Monday.
We'll see y'all soon. Rock the coast.
Early voting starts October 22nd.
Wear red for Ed.
Wear red for Ed.